Do you ever hear of anything made out of hogs' blood?
Yeah, blood sausage, they call it blood sausage or something, but I never eaten none.
Yeah, I was wondering, that sounds terrible.
Yeah, it do. I mean, they all taste, you know,
yeah.
Little fresh there.
Yeah, I bet it does.
Mm-hmm. I think it's blood sausage, I think. Spanish people, I think, used to make a lot of that.
Oh, is that right?
Uh-huh.
Did you ever hear anybody taking the juice of, like, hoghead cheese or liver sausage and they stirred it up with some cornmeal? And
oh.
Maybe some hog meat and they cook it.
Uh-uh. No, I'm afraid that's...
No. They get cold, and it gets cold and they slice and fry it.
The cornmeal? With
with the
hog head?
Uh-huh.
No, I'm afraid I ain't...
Okay.
Ain't come in contact with that.
Okay. Suppose you kept butter too long, it didn't taste good anymore. What would you say it?
Rank.
Okay. Anything else?
No, that's about the word we used to use.
Okay. Thick sour milk that people used to keep on hand, you'd call...
Clabber milk.
Okay. And what is it you make out of clabber milk?
Like I said, hog head cheese, but you make a cottage cheese.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You ever caught anything else?
No.
Okay.
It was a long time before I noticed what cottage cheese was made out of.
Uh-huh.
Sour milk.
Okay. Let's see. When you first milk a cow, the milk might have hairs or something in it, and so you pour it through a fine cloth.
Strain it.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And what would you call a kind of fruit pie that has like several layers of, say, apples and dough, or cherries and dough.
Cobbler.
Okay.
Would it be a cobbler?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anything else you might call it?
No. Cobbler with all that dough in there. Now you might make that'd be a cobbler.
Mm-hmm.
You make a pie with a bottom crust and a top crust.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, would it be in a deep dish or
what? No, it'd be a more shallow dish. That'd be a cobbler if it's in a deep dish.
Okay.
If so.
Okay, it's on
there. Uh-huh.
Okay, let's see. If somebody has a good appetite, you might say, he sure does like to put away his
food.
Okay. What would you call milk or cream that you mix with sugar and nutmeg and then you pour it over pie?
Whipped cream.
Okay, anything else you might call that?
Topping.
Okay.
No, that's about it.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Food taken between regular meals you'd call...
Snack.
Okay. Now, is that a large quantity or a small quantity?
Small quantity.
Okay. You might say, what breakfast at 7 o'clock?
I would eat breakfast.
Okay.
At 7 o'clock.
And yesterday, by 7 o'clock, I had already...
8.
Okay.
Breakfast.
And last week, I breakfast every day.
I eat breakfast every day.
Okay. Let's see. What do you drink when you're just plain thirsty?
Water.
Okay.
A big cool glass of water.
Yeah. Okay, what do you... Yeah, you said that. Great.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. You might say, the glass fell off the sink and it...
Broke.
Okay. You might say, gosh, I didn't mean to...
Break it.
Okay. But somebody has...
Left it on the sink.
Okay, and somebody has what? Yes. They knocked it off the sink.
And broke it.
Okay.
And these buildings were built back in 1941 or 42, and it wasn't built where you could put no air conditioning in here.
Oh.
And so the only way you can get air conditioning in here, you had to set in that window right there.
Oh, yeah.
See, and then and getting one to fit in that window, it only cools off just the living room and the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
See, that means you'd have to get another stick in that room in yonder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, other than that there, man, it's hot in here.
Yeah. It wouldn't be much good to have to get two,
but
it fills such a small area.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Most of your new apartments being built now, they're built with central air and heat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be nice.